and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 6, the Gospel of Matthew. Chapter 6, here the Sermon on the Mount, as it's referred to, and verse number 9. This is where we have come to, but I'm going to back up here to verse number 5 so we have the whole context. The Lord Jesus says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." So the Lord tells about motive. Their motive for praying is not for the Father to hear them, but for others. "And thou, when thou prayest," verse 6, "enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." And so that's we pray unto the Father for the sake of communicating and bringing our petition before him. "But when ye pray," verse 7, "use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking," for so much voluminous words. "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him." And so the Father knows all, but he's designed it such that we go to him. And here we have in verse number 9, here in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 9, we have the model prayer. The model prayer. It's an example prayer unto us. To understand some aspects about prayer, to understand the one to whom we are praying, and to understand the subjects about which we need to pray and ask for his help and blessing. The Lord's Prayer, as this is often referred to, is actually contained in John chapter 17. That's when the Lord Jesus prays for his own, prays for his children, prays for his people, prays for those who he came to redeem, and those that would be saved by the preaching and hearing of the word of the disciples that were at hand at that day. And so that is indeed the Lord Jesus' prayer, the Lord's Prayer. But here in this and in other parts of the gospel, other gospels, we have the model prayer. And he says here, "Consider these things. After this manner, in this way, therefore pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Know to whom we are praying. We're praying to our Heavenly Father, the one that is over all, the one to whom even Jesus, the man, has submitted unto, God the Son, coming in the will of the Father and doing the things that needed to be done for the salvation of their people. We pray unto the Father. And it tells us other, and later on, the Lord Jesus instructs that in the Gospel of John that we need to ask in his name. And so we pray in the Lord Jesus' name. "Hallowed be thy name," and the Lord's name is to be hallowed, never to be blasphemous with, never to be cursing with, never to be idle with. Verse 10, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Your will, Father, is the will that needs to be. Your will is the blessed way that all of us can be helped by and increased by and prospered by. Your way is the blessed way. All other ways are but naught. The way it is in heaven is the way we need to desire it to be here on this earth. And our Lord is powerful, and in his wisdom and in his work, he's chosen not to have every single thing on the earth to be according to his will and righteousness, but has allowed mankind to go his own way. But in the end, the Lord will bring it to glorify his name, and he will be praised in it all. Thy kingdom come. Bring on your kingdom, Father, and the kingdoms of this earth to which we're subject. Make your kingdom come above all of them, which one day he will. Thy will be done in earth just like it is in heaven. Verse 11, "Give us this day our daily bread." Father, feed us today. We need nourishment. You know it. But Father, please feed us today. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our sins against you, Father, as we are forgiving of those that do us dirty and do us wrong and are not nice and are not kind as we should be one to another. He said, forgive us, forgive me, Lord, as we are forgiving of others that do us wrong. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Steer us in a good way, a healthy way, a right way. And, oh, Father, don't lead us to where we'll be tempted. Don't deliver us from sin and from evil and the wicked way. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so a little bit of worship and praise there at the end. Yours is the kingdom, Father. It is your kingdom. There are many kingdoms. We're blessed to live here in the United States, and it is a nation, a kingdom of a sorts, a nation with a government that is really different from any other in history. But it is a kingdom nonetheless. But it is a blessed kingdom. We're so thankful to be citizens of this country. But the kingdom that matters, the kingdom that is eternal, is the Lord's kingdom. And one day it will rise above all others. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the power. He's got the horsepower, if you will, and the authority, which this word speaks about in the scriptures, to do all things. He's the creator of all. And to acknowledge that is to worship the Lord. And the glory. Yours is the glory. The Lord is the only one to be worshiped and to be glorified. It all belongs to you. Forever. Forever let it be. Not just for a time, but forever. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Yes, it is so, an agreement to it indeed. And so then he gives us the model prayer, not a prayer to be prayed by rote, not words to declare over and over again. There are those that, it's sad, really, it is indeed sad that there are some that use the model prayer as a point of penalty. It is used as penance for the wrongdoing of an individual. Isn't that something? Something that is such a blessing. Something that is such a blessing that we can petition God Almighty is used for punishment as a penal point to punish folks for sins that they have committed. Isn't that something? Isn't it something how things get turned around? How things were the blessedness of prayer, the motive of prayer, it gets turned around by some to be a punishment. That should not be. We should desire and be brought unto prayer, not to be punished by prayer. Prayer is punishment. It does not make sense for the way of the Lord. He says here in verse 14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Be a forgiver, and the Father will forgive us. We need to be a forgiving. We need to be of a forgiving spirit like our Lord Jesus. The great example of our Lord Jesus as he hung on the cross of Calvary, crucified, nailed to that tree by those men, those Roman soldiers, there hung up between heaven and earth, not guilty of theft, not guilty of insurrection, not guilty of murder, not guilty of anything, but innocent, being put in that place of those malefactors with whom he was crucified. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, may God help us. May God help me to be a forgiving person. He says, here in this manner, pray ye, verse 9, after this manner, in this way, with these thoughts. Doesn't have to be these words and your own words, but understand these points, the honoring of God, the petitioning God for the need that we have, the desire, the need for the Lord to lead us and guide us in our paths, to keep us, to glorify His name, to be a forgiver. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 6:15. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. To be like Jesus always. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Lord forgave them before they asked. The Lord forgave them when they didn't even know that they were doing such a wicked thing. The Lord forgave them. They did not ask. They did not desire. They had no idea. And the Lord was willing to forgive indeed. Father, he petitions the Father. Father, you forgive them. Jesus had forgiven them. Father, you forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then the Lord Jesus in verse number 16 goes on into dealing with fastings. Moreover, when ye fast, so he's talked about prayer and now fasting, which are closely and always associated. Be not as the hypocrites, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So the Lord tells you, he said, don't, when you go to fast, don't fast like the hypocrites do. You'll know a hypocrite's because they want to make sure you know they're fasting. They on purpose disfigure their faces. They are mournful and sorrowful in their fasting. And he said, you know what? When they go up and brother so-and-so says to him, said, oh, brother, you must be fasting. You're so of low countenance and you look like you're about to faint and famish and all that. Oh, what a great man you are for fasting before the Lord. The Lord says here, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. And so he goes on to say here, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head. Go ahead and put some Brillo cream on your hair and comb it over there and make it look nice. Do up your hair. Wash yourself. Wash thy face. And make it that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Just like prayer, pray unto the Lord. Nobody else has to know. Fast unto the Lord. Nobody is to know. It's between you and the Lord, and he will answer and he will do according to his will. I see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.